Amen. And now I invite you to come in closer to hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew. If your hand constantly grasps at the things of this world rather than serves the kingdom, cut it off and throw it away. If your foot is always leading you to wander, then cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to hobble into the kingdom of life than to burn in hell with two hands and two feet. And if your eye always focuses on things that cause you to sin, then pull your eye out and throw it away. It is better for you to see the kingdom of life with one eye than to see the fires of hell with perfect sight. Wow, that's harsh, isn't it? It's pretty harsh. The Bible can be pretty direct at times. Yeah. But I think the real message being revealed here is that we have to guard the life of God that is within us. This scripture is reminding us that if anything threatens to take us away from the divine that is within, then we have to get rid of it. Instead of risking it taking us away from our holy, God-filled selves. Instead of risking it taking us away from our peace. It's saying, if we allow ourselves and our lives to get so out of focus, then we'll starve ourselves of what is true and real and holy and fulfilling. In other words, if what we're doing and focusing on is keeping us from our greater purpose, then we must let it go and refocus. What are you focused on right now? What is the majority of your time and energy going into right now? Because here's how it starts with us. We are born, and when we're young, we can't wait to be old enough to do everything the older kids are doing. And then when we get old enough, then we can't wait to drive. And then once we start driving, we just can't wait to get out of the house. And then once we get out of the house, we can't wait to just do things on our own and live our lives the way we want to live them. And you get the idea of what happens. From the very start, we work to gain something for ourselves. And it's a wonderful thing to set goals and to achieve them for ourselves and in our lives. It is. But once we reach that goal, we immediately move on to the next one. And before we know it, we turn around and we say, where did the summer go? Or where did the last 16 years go? And pretty soon we find we've fallen into this routine of goal-oriented living. And so we lose sight of our greater purpose. Well, what is our greater purpose? What is it that we are put here on this earth to do? Because everyone has something to offer and give to this world. We are all born with certain gifts and graces. We are all created with God-given gifts and strength, and no one is exempt. The thing is, a lot of times we end up doing only what is expected of us, and not necessarily what we are called to do. And that explains why the research from the Center for Disease Control reports that only 21% of adults strongly agree that their lives have a clear sense of purpose. Only 21%. And when we feel like we don't have a clear sense of purpose in our lives, we get that nagging feeling that something's off course, that something just doesn't feel right for us. And when it comes to our greater purpose, when it comes to what am I supposed to be doing, we want that to feel right. We want that to be right. Emily Smith, psychology writer at Stanford University, says that our whole lives are our main act of creation, with all their highs and lows. Our whole lives are our main act of creation. So what are we creating with our lives? Because we are not here accidentally. We are here deliberately and meaningfully. We have a purpose to fulfill. God intends to do something with us. So let's refocus to see our greater purpose with God and to see if we can reduce that nagging feeling if we have it. Let's see beyond our own little world and live in God's world, the kingdom of God here on earth. Let's live inside out. What's inside? What's inside of you? What's in there that you have in you? Well, we all have God. God is inside each of us. God is inside of us, and the reality is we don't always feel that. We don't always remember it. It's not always fully present and in our face. We get focused on the busyness of life. We get focused on all we have to do, on the next goal that we have set. It's like the blur to focus pictures. Like this picture you see here this morning. Can you see that over there, Kenna? In a blur to focus picture, the part of the picture the artist or photographer wants you to notice and have your eye drawn to is in focus in the picture, and then the rest is just a blur. And in this picture, I'm drawn to this girl's eyes. And I'm thinking she's seen a lot in her few days that she's had here on Earth. I also see her scarf and all of the bright colors on it. And the rest of the picture is not clear to me. I can see some reds, some blacks, some grays, some browns, but I can't make out what is in the distance behind her. I couldn't tell you if she was standing in New York City or downtown Denver or in the rural landscape of a foreign country. I can't make that out from this picture. It's not in focus. It's blurry. And that's how it is in my life, too, sometimes. Sometimes I get so focused on what I am doing that I lose sight of the bigger picture. I lose sight of my greater purpose. Because sometimes our greater purpose is blurry to us. We can't make it out. It's not always known. But what we do know is that God is with us and within us. And that God has called us to bring something beautiful to this world with the gifts and graces that God has given us. So let's return to what we already have within when things get blurry. Let's return to what we do know. We know God is inside of us. We know we were born this way. And we know that that is never going to change. So let's use this as our starting point. Let's use this as the place where we go when we get that nagging feeling like we've gone off course or that something just isn't right. Let's go back to home base. Go back to God. God within us. And when we're there, when we get back to our God selves, then we can see a little clearer. And we can see that maybe we've been focusing too hard on just getting to the next goal in life, and that the bigger picture has gotten a little blurry. Because we have to guard the life of God we have within. So what are you focused on right now? What is the majority of your time and attention going into right now? And is there anything that we might be missing because we are so focused on whatever it is that we're focusing on right now? What are we missing or not seeing because we've only got this one thing in our line of sight? The insert in your bulletin this morning, this is here to help us answer these questions. This little magnifying glass. In the middle of the magnifying glass, we can write what we are focusing on, the things that have the majority of our time and attention right now. And then on the outside of the magnifying glass, around the perimeter of the paper, we can jot down the things we feel might be missing in our lives right now because we've become so focused on other things. Here's what I wrote. In the center of the magnifying glass, I wrote, "Getting my girls settled." I wrote this because both of my girls are in their early 20s right now, and they are trying so hard to find their way in the world, and they don't have a clear path. And I wrote that that's my focus because I desperately want them to, right? Because then I can sleep better at night, because I'm their mom, and I worry. And I'm focused on that. So on the outside, for what am I missing, I put God's path for my girls. Because first of all, it's not about me. And second, it's also not about living a goal-oriented life, like, oh my gosh, they have to have something. It's about living a God-filled life. And it's about me trusting that God has a plan for them and for me in all of this. And while it seems blurry at times, I know I will have to live into my greater purpose, and they will too. I know that their gifts and graces will make the world a better place. And so will all of ours. And the reality is, honestly, I could write about six more things in the center of this magnifying glass here, things that I am focused on. And I could jot down a whole bunch of other things around the perimeter of things that I'm missing. But the point of this little insert is not to beat ourselves up. The point is to just see things a little more clearly. The point is to go back to home base and see that there is a bigger picture and that there is a greater purpose for us other than what is consuming our time and energy right now. I invite you to take time during the next hymn and during this entire week to write down some of the things you're focusing on and to begin to notice some of the things that you might be missing as a result. And most of all, I invite you to come back home, back to home base, and find the holy, peaceful, and living God that is within each of us. May it be so. Amen.
We're going to sing the first, second, fourth, and fifth stanzas of the summons, which is 2130 in your black books. You can just remain seated as we sing together 1, 2, 4, and 5.